Hello, welcome, and thank you for downloading the Missouri Review podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in sunny Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of stories, poems, essays, and interviews from authors featured in both our print and online editions. On today's podcast, we continue our series honoring the winners and runners-up of our 2012 audio contest. Today's podcast features Elijah Burrell, who was our runner-up in the poetry category. Elijah Burrell, a native of the Mid-Missouri area, recently completed his MFA at the Bennington Writing Seminars. His poems have appeared in Measure, The Sugar House Review, Swink Magazine, and several other journals and magazines. He was the recipient of the 2010 Jane Kenyon Scholarship at Bennington College and the 2009 Cecil A. Blue Award in Poetry. He currently resides in Jefferson City, Missouri, with his wife and two little girls.
Change of song. I've run on hubris, a skeptic mess. I've slithered and lurked, lugged a scurrilous, fusty heart and mind, been blind. I've built an altar to womankind. I've lain with phonies. I've been the phallic darling of flesh, had truck with the devil. These hands are depraved diddlers, both, though baptized and bathed. Oh, to climb the wing-beaten steps, lay down my head in the warmth of golden straw for your flock, instead of hell's ruck. My mouth is diamonds, a crystal moon, a parachute. May it drop me to an even place. My hands are numb. My heart is a field of blood to be won. R.C. and Little Fay. Look at them pretty cotton seeds fly, says Little Fay as the Buick pushes its noise across a peanut field off 77. R.C. twiddles the radio dial, a spit bottle in his crotch, says, girl, you better hold on them plums. And he's right. The ripe dandies are rolling over the floorboard. Little Fay's got a necklace made from teeth she's been saving since she was six. It swings every time she bends over to finger at a goose plum. R.C. eyes her, says, hey, baby, get me a barley beverage. And she does. They roll a few miles with nothing but the static pulse of Waylon to keep them. At Owl Hill, they pop out and sit on the hood. I am the song of the drunkards, he says with a belch. There's a smell pile up the road that might be a cat or a coon. Whatever, it met some dark end by tire. There's some gunshots through the woods. There's a breeze that lifts Little Fay's hair off her shoulders and makes her look like a fairy. R.C. wants to pop her top off, wants to drink that measly mouth in. They eat the goose plums. They watch the cotton seeds float by. Where they heading, old man? Home? She says. Same as us, sugar, he says. Drifting home to Beulah land.